It's been reported that some wind turbines are standing idle, and high-tech industry may face trouble because of the worldwide shortage of rare earth minerals they require. Even though these exotic metals can be found in trace elements all over the world, they can be difficult and expensive to extract from the minerals that contain them.
But this very unusual type of clay deposit that contains rare earths that the Chinese have discovered has the rare earths loosely attached as ions to the edges of these clays.
Nora Foley is a researcher at the U.S. Geological Survey.
That makes it very easy to separate the rare earths, so it's a much cheaper and simpler process.
Foley says the granite rock here, which is very old and has been weathering for millennia, has produced a clay which has a chemistry very similar to that in China. So it stands to reason there may be extractable rare earths here as well.
For an industry that's mature, like the clay mining industry, it's possible that they can just add a process to separate the rare earths, because they're already digging up and mining the clays.
But the whole idea of this is so new that a check for those opposed to mining rare earths around here didn't pan out. That doesn't mean they're not out there, or won't be, if this search proves successful.
In the eastern U.S., it's almost certain that any deposit that they find is going to be close to, if not in, somebody's backyard. So that is going to raise a whole host of other types of issues that will have to be resolved before mining could begin.
Neil Johnson is geology professor at Virginia Tech.
The things that people tend to be concerned about, of course, are pollutants. You know, what of this material is going to be put into the air, is going to be put into the ground? How is this going to reshape the landscape? The clay-type deposits are attractive from one end, because while the rare earths tend to adsorb to the clays, radioactive elements like uranium and thorium do not. So the trace amounts of radioactive materials tend to be weathered away and are gone naturally before you even get to extracting the rare earths from the clays.
Other ideas for coping with the shortage in rare earth minerals include mining our recycling piles and reusing rare earth elements from discarded products, or looking for new ways to make the high-tech devices that have become ubiquitous in our society without the exotic metals. A California rare earths mine has now reopened after China put it out of business in 2002, and the search is on at an estimated 450 potential sites around the world. But scientists are looking closely at Virginia, North Carolina, and Georgia for mineable rare earths.
It may go nowhere. You know, research projects go nowhere all the time. That's one facet of science that people often don't realize, is that research projects just don't pan out. You don't really hear about them. There isn't the Journal of Failed Studies to publish in. So there may be nothing to come out of exploring for rare earths in the Southeast. By the same token, given some of the similarities to that Chinese deposit, it could end up being an absolute bonanza.
I'm Robbie Harris.